TV channel 885
and across the city on 567 AM.
It is the last Thursday of the month, which means it's time for our monthly style and design segment with Bianca Reznikov, who is with me on the line. And what a busy time of year it is. So much going on in Cape Town as we start gearing up for the festive season. Bianca's going to tip us off about some of the design-themed events that are worth checking out. And, of course, some suggestions for your Christmas shopping as well. Bianca, lovely to have you back with us again. I hope you're well.
Thanks, Pippa. I am well. Hello, and hello to all the Cape Talk listeners.
And beautiful things to talk about today, starting with the most gorgeous exhibition of baskets, which is on at the V&A Waterfront. I know you had a chance to pop in and take a look for yourself.
I did, and wow. I mean, you really must not miss this exhibition. Make a big effort to get there. 100 beautiful baskets. It opened at the V&A Center in the old New Metro Cinema space, which is above H&M. It was interesting, you know, usually the space is where the popcorn and tickets are sold, and it's been completely transformed into an exhibition space. The baskets, each one unique and with its own story, come from 20 different countries across Africa. Wow. It really is a masterclass in weaving and basket design, something that's so closely connected to African culture and history. And yeah. I mean, one of the smallest baskets in the exhibition is about 5 centimeters in height.
Oh my goodness.
It's in a case with a few other tiny baskets, and it was made by a Rwandan refugee, and you can read about the story of who made the basket, and you know, it gives you a feeling of, you know, the fingerprints of the makers are all over each and every piece. And then on the other side of the scale, of the size scale, there's a giant human nest by veteran designer Porky Heffer, as well as chairs, hats, even a life-sized woven dog. So there are also makers on site, so you get to see the master weavers in action. I mean, the speed that some of these weavers work at, it's unbelievable. The hands are just moving like machines, but they ain't machines. You know, everything is handmade.
Wow.
And also, there's a very enticing exhibition gift store, which is being curated by Design Africa, where I did succumb and buy a gorgeous woven cuff from one of the makers who was actually there. So it was quite nice to meet a maker and to know the name of somebody who made the item that I purchased. It was a very nice experience. And the exhibition is open from... I think it's from 8 till 7 p.m. I'll have to check on that when it opens, but I think the waterfront opens at 9, so I think it's from 10 to 7, and it's on until January, and it's being curated by Platform Creatives, who are also responsible for the beautiful Christmas decorations that have opened up at the waterfront, across the waterfront. And there are way more than 100 items on show, so you can have a look at many other things other than baskets, if baskets don't tickle your fancy.
Okay, thank you so much for the heads up. I haven't had a chance to get down to the waterfront in many months, and I know they always go big with the Christmas decor, and they always have a very beautiful, carefully chosen theme. So lovely to go and check it out, and thanks for the heads up on the basket exhibition this year. Okay.
I mean, hats off to the waterfront for ditching the reindeers and the tinsel and the fake snow. I mean, it couldn't be more un-African when it comes to Christmas. I mean, have you ever seen snow in December? I don't think so. Or reindeer, for that matter. You know, it's truly African. Their decor has actually won an award, a Lurie Award, from when it was started in 2019. They've continued with this decor theme. It's called the Joy from Africa campaign.
Okay.
And I've actually got a clip from Tiniko Mageza from the waterfront talking about what the project means and the campaign behind the Christmas decorations and the exhibition.
Let's take a listen.
I think you've got it there.
We do.
It's so exciting to be able to share more about Joy from Africa to the world. I remember almost 2 years ago being on the show and introducing the project for the very first time. Joy from Africa to the world was and will always be about celebrating and showcasing the best of African design, but doing so in a sustainable and responsible way where local creators and creative communities are given a spotlight and a platform at the V&A waterfront over the festive season, when we typically welcome people from all over the city, the country, and the globe. Joy from Africa was about taking our Christmas decorations and completely reimagining the possibilities when you work with local crafters, makers, and artisans. And for the last 2 years, we've retained that spirit and that sentiment and that philosophy. And every year, the ultimate showcase is one that is magical that's responsible, it's sustainable, and it's a reflection of the people of this continent, as well as what the festive season means for us as Africans and South Africans. In 2021, we've really, really challenged and or rather embraced the fact that Joy from Africa to the World is not just about Christmas decorations, and in many ways never has been. It's really a statement, a mission statement, and a call to action to other brands and businesses, to invite creatives, to invite artisans, to invite makers into your world. It's also a mission statement and a message to us as South Africans and as Africans to learn more about our history and our heritage through art and creativity. And in keeping with the spirit of what we started and what we now know to be the really core foundation of the campaign or the project, because it's never been really about a campaign, it's more of a project, we've introduced a new chapter that's part of the Joy from Africa to the World narrative. And that's our first ever 100 Beautiful Baskets exhibition. The Waterfront team, together with our incredible partners, Platform Creative and Center Design, have pulled together the first ever and biggest basket exhibition. You may ask, why baskets? Well, since the inception of Joy from Africa to the World, baskets have been a centerpiece and a cornerstone of our Christmas installations. We believe that baskets represent so much about what it means to be part of this continent. The weaving technique is representative of the ingenuity, the patterns and the colors and the textures and the use of natural materials is representative of our creativity. So 100 Beautiful Baskets is our way of preserving what is a craftsmanship that's synonymous with this continent. It's a contemporary exhibition celebrating our basket weaving traditions. It showcases woven vessels from different communities all across the city, all across this country, like KZN, stretching from Ghana to Zambia and Uganda. Its focus is on Southern Africa's diverse groups of basket weavers, many of whom are women in rural areas. And it's the first of its kind, never before seen. So if you visit the waterfront, I encourage you to not just take in the beautiful Christmas decorations or festive installations, all handmade by local artists, but also visit our 100 Beautiful Baskets exhibition. It's located above H&M. It is completely free and is open from 10 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the until 7 o'clock in the evening. My apologies. From 10 until 7. And as you walk through the exhibition, take a moment to read up more on each basket, all of which are effectively art pieces. And as you read up more about each basket, you will also learn the stories of some of the incredible artists behind each and every piece of art that you see in our neighborhood. So we look forward to welcoming you. And if we don't cross paths at the waterfront, I wish all your listeners and yourself included, Bianca, a beautiful and peaceful and hopeful and most importantly, joyful festive season.
Lovely message from Tinyiko Mageza of the V&A. Bianca, thanks so much for obtaining that sound for us and for the heads up on what sounds like an absolutely wonderful exhibition worth visiting at the V&A. So we can go there to enjoy the spectacle and do some shopping. But Bianca, you also want to tell us about a different kind of shopping experience. There's a gift fair happening at the CTICC, I believe.
Yes, there's a gift fair happening this weekend. It starts on Friday and goes through to Sunday for 35 Rand. You can get a ticket for yourself and a friend and go to the Cape Town Convention Centre. I spoke earlier to one of the organisers to find out who some of the exhibitors were. She mentioned Dogo Shoes, Chapel Leather Goods, who make beautiful locally manufactured leather tote bags, Impilo, Bow Beauty Products, who specialize in curly hair product, Skirminkle jewelry, as well as a range of toys, food, and homemade soaps. And you can get tickets at Quicket. So if you want to start your shopping, you can do that this weekend. But today and tomorrow, if you're interested in art ceramics and locally made yoga clothes, as well as earth-conscious gifts, you could pop into Shangri-La Meditation Center, which is number 6 Park Road in the Gardens. It's sisters Ilana Fintz of Spirit Fest and her sister ceramic artist Shirley Fintz. They've collaborated and curated a yoga, art, and vintage experience. It's an exhibition at their meditation center. Okay. And you can check out some of the 8 South African and Zimbabwean artists who are exhibiting. You can check them out on their Instagram page, which is Shangri-La, Cape Town. And when you're there, you can have some yogi tea. or take in a yoga class. So it's interesting just to see the space, but also you can shop for earth-conscious Christmas gifts.
Okay, so the earth-conscious shopping you're doing at the Shangri-La Meditation Center in Gardens from tomorrow, and then the gift fair at the CTICC, which, by the way, includes arts, art as well as gifts.
Yes, so that's true. Yeah.
Starting tomorrow already and then running through the weekend. By the way, tickets for that are R35 each, and there is a buy one, get one free offer if you want to check out the CTICC website, which is cticc.co.za. I love these events. Bianca, I went to the Constantia Gift Fair at the Baxter a weekend or two ago. You can find such beautiful, personal, different items. There was fashion, yeah. There were arts and crafts, there was design in, you know, from tablecloths to pillows to cushion covers and beautiful crockery. There was so much crammed into that space that would really be something a little different from walking into a shopping mall and buying
something
that everybody else is buying as well. So really to be supported. And obviously there are tons of small businesses behind these events that rely on the trade.
Most of them are local businesses. Yeah. And most of the goods are locally made. And the nice thing about the convention center is, of course, that it's large and you can social distance, and you know, it's more spacious than going into a smaller space. So that's also one of the benefits of going there, and all under one roof.
Okay, so that is your Christmas shopping sorted. Now, before we are out of time, Bianca, let's change tack completely. There's news about a new housing development and accommodation development that is going up right at Cape Town Station with 3,000 students in mind, I understand. This is going to be one of the biggest student accommodation developments this country has ever seen. I believe you've got a bit of an inside scoop on what it's all about.
Well, I managed to get hold of the Eris Property Group, their project manager. They announced last week that Cape Town Station will soon see a 23-story student housing development. Yeah. So these are small apartments at more affordable prices. The group mentioned on their website that they're committed to designing the building according to strict green principles that are efficient, environmentally friendly, and with students in mind. When I spoke to the group, they promised me that they would comment in the new year and come in for an interview once all their plans were cast in stone, so to speak. So, but it is going ahead. There are investors involved, and it's happening. So, I mean, they probably released it onto their website just that little bit too early. But it is happening, and we will. I'll get comment from them in the new year.
That would be fantastic. It looks really interesting. I mean, it's making all the right noises and ticking all the right boxes. There's going to be communal areas, a gym, braai spaces, games rooms, study and meeting rooms, computer labs on site, and all-inclusive rates, which include Wi-Fi and laundry services as well. What jumped out at me, Bianca, was the fact that they're promising that 75% at least of those units will have rentals capped within the NSFAS price range.
Exactly.
So when they say affordable student housing, they really do mean it. Will be very interesting to see their plans and hear more in the new year. So certainly a conversation to be continued. Okay, for now, last thing. Won't you give us some ideas on what to do with our Christmas tables this year, Bianca?
Okay, so I was thinking about this and I thought one should start collecting wine bottles now. So you need to start keeping your wine bottles and beer bottles too. And then think about spraying them in a color of your choice, white or gold or black, you know, keeping it simple. And then you can group them together on your table in different sizes, as I say, beer and wine. And they can look really quite spectacular with plain white candles in them. You can even use them beforehand and let them drip a bit.
Lovely.
But many uniformed simple things are a way to make a very affordable, grand looking table. So start collecting wine. I'm not saying start drinking.
I was gonna say, I'm doing a dry November, so that's no help at all, Bianca.
So start, instead of throwing them out into your recycling, hang on to them for a bit.
I love that idea. And I love particularly the suggestion that you light the candles in advance and let that gorgeous oozing of candle wax all over start happening in advance of the Christmas table. It's a great suggestion. Bianca, thank you for always keeping us on trend and in style. And I look forward to chatting to you again soon.
Thanks, Pippa. Bye.
Bye-bye. Keep well. Bianca Reznikov, our style and design correspondent, with us on the last Thursday of every month. Of course, that won't include Christmas because nobody will be listening to Fashion News on the last Thursday of December. Hopefully, we'll all be on holiday. But Bianca will be with us back in January. And she's also going to be with us in early December with some fashion and beauty gifting ideas as part of our Christmas gifting feature. We are doing it once again. We'll have two solid weeks of daily suggestions on ideas across a variety of budgets. So Bianca is doing her research in advance of the fashion and beauty segment in early December. We'll chat again then.